This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You are for Hillary Clinton. She is struggling right now when it comes to her emails. She has been since even before she declared her candidacy. And we now know from new emails that there's really quite a bit of an overlap between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department when she was at the helm of the State Department. You have a majority of Americans who don't believe that she is honest about her emails. How does she shake that, and how does she, I guess, turn away from what are really bad optics for her?
Look, this is all a Republican ploy to make a big deal out of nothing. The Justice Department Director Comey has said that there was no intentional wrongdoing with her emails. She alone, she herself, admitted that she made some mistakes, but we're moving on from that. And what the Trump campaign is trying to do is just distract attention from the fact
so is it
that
really
he is
a,
talking
is
about...
Is it just created by Republicans? Or, I mean, I look at it, the facts of the case, and I think there's something there that should be scrutinized. Is it really just Republicans piling on, or is this fair questions?
Look, it has been scrutinized. It has been scrutinized, and it's been concluded that there was no intentional wrongdoing. That's what Director Comey said himself.
Well, I got to hand it to CNN and Brianna Kaler for staying on topic here with Seth Moulton, a Clinton supporter. They're trying to do everything they can to spin away from the obvious. And that's what's happening, Scott. You got an 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and you can't step over it. You keep bumping your foot, and you go, wait, what is going on here? And, for CNN to even now, point out the obvious shows that, you can only hold on to your ideology so long before you've compromised all objectivity and you've abandoned your professional license and responsibility as a journalist and as a reporter. This is what's going on with the mainstream media news today, and this is why they continue to lose audience. It's because the audience is finally saying, look, I'm tired of getting buffaloed here, and if you can't give it to me straight, then, there's plenty of options. Because of the Internet, because of access to overseas reporting, a lot of millennials that I speak with these days watch and look to very few United States media outlets. I mean, they're going to the BBC. They're going to the European news outlets because they just do not trust the mainstream media any longer.
Well,
and, they can get away with it for a little bit, and that's what they're doing, and that's what they're living off of. But sooner or later, they're going to hit the tipping point where, they just don't pass the so what test anymore, Scott.
Well, there's a reason why sites like WikiLeaks and PolitiFact and things like that, there's a reason why a lot of people go to those sites. I mean, they're doing the job to try and keep things, people informed unbiasedly, although sometimes I feel like some of them get a little bit biased, but, it's amazing that, there's a lot of crimes to where, if you murder somebody but you didn't intend for that to happen, we actually have a crime for that. It's called manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
right.
intend for it to happen, but it did happen, and it was through my actions that it happened. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that because they're starting to bring out more and more emails. They're starting to connect more and more stuff together. I have a feeling that this is definitely going to come back and blow up in her face.
Well, we've talked about this before, with Sarah Westwood, who's been following this almost from day one. Sarah, of course, a reporter with the Washington Examiner, who, comes on quite regularly regarding this slow drip process of these emails, which has been torturous, to all of us here. And going, wait a minute, what are we getting down? Now, with this latest dump from Julian Assange, it opens the possibility that because of the reckless handling of these emails, I mean, these aren't just, your everyday emails about Pilates classes. I mean, this has to do with national security and, quite possibly people have died as a result of this. I mean, this is a possibility, and I understand people go, well, Bill, that's a big leap. Well, you know, this is why this topic is not going away, and it's not going to go away soon, ladies and gentlemen.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Because it's important, America, that's why. Because we've wasted a lot of money and time and hopes and dreams chasing windmills like Don Quixote here. You know, this is ridiculous. This country is much better than what we have been doing and what has been, you know, presented to us by our politicians. Which I firmly believe if there was ever a case for term limits, all you got to do is look at the Beltway. And if you can, you know, look at it without getting sick, you see what's happening. I mean, the fruit that is the result of our own negligence. This is voter negligence. We have allowed this to happen. And it would appear, Megan Barth, that America is waking up. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. How are we doing, Megan?
I'm doing well this morning. Thanks, Bill.
Excellent.
It does appear that people are waking up, and they certainly woke up when Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump took the scene. I love the excitement of this election, yet I don't believe that there would be much excitement if we were just dealing with, say, a Jeb Bush against a Hillary Clinton or someone like a Mitt Romney. Because people are tired of the same old, same old. They want an outsider to fix what's broken.
Well, you know, Phyllis Schlafly has been beating this drum for a number of years, as you know, Megan, that the Republican Party has lost its distinction. They have become, sadly, an echo of the Democratic Party. And that's why they're not resonating. That's why they've continued to lose ground. They say on the surface, we need to expand the tent. They bring Donald Trump in, he expands the tent, and they're freaking out. And you've got mainstay Republicans who are exposing themselves for the rhinos that they are and trying to disown Trump to save their very skin as opposed to the party and this dear country that we love so much.
That's exactly what it is. Those that are against Trump that are Republicans or consider themselves conservative are against him not based on his lack of principles, because he's put forward, 13 different Supreme Court judges that are conservative. He's taken conservative stances when it comes to foreign policy, taxation, and small businesses. Mm-hmm. But they are afraid of losing their power and their panache within the Beltway. They are no longer going to be deemed as vital or as important because Trump is going to do things outside of their abilities that may impact their jobs or may impact their influence. And
they've been doing this for years, Megan. I mean, their assets are built on business as usual. When business is not as usual, then they've got to start all over again. That means they got to go back to the cocktail circuit and do all the rear-end kissing that you have to do in order to get where they are right now. And how is that serving we, the people?
Well, and I wrote about this on ReaganBaby.com, that they are the Rockefeller Republicans. They kept telling us for years since Reagan, and I would say that the party hasn't been the party of Reagan since Reagan. They've been telling us for years that we need to be more moderate. We need to go in the middle. But then we've seen time and time again the last Bob Dole lost, John McCain lost, Mitt Romney lost, and those are moderate candidates. But when you become something that you're not, what's the difference? There was no difference between the Democrats and Republicans. Multi-millions, trillions of dollars of debt piled up under Republicans as well. And so it was more of a pay-to-play, where politicians were just kind of going along to get along and not standing on principle.
Well, you know, pay-to-play, and I'm glad you brought this up, Megan. I mean, there's a lot of light focused on the Clinton Foundation. But what we've been saying is that watch what's happened to the cockroaches. They're all scampering right now, and they're all hoping that the light that does not shine on their incongruities and their cheating and corruption as well. And so they're kind of like, you know, they're hunkering down and lowering their heads and seeing what transpires with this, you know, with this Clinton situation, because that is such a huge fish. And that's taking up a lot of energy and focus, not only on Secret Service and FBI officials, but also the public at large, because they keep hearing about, you know, the Clinton Foundation and the abuses and the pay to play.
Yeah, and the press really isn't picking up this story too much. They kind of are ignoring it, much like WikiLeaks. There has been a couple bits on CNN about the Clinton Foundation, but they poo-poo it. But we shouldn't be surprised because we know through the DNC WikiLeaks that the press is colluding with the DNC, that they actually will check with the DNC to make sure that their headlines and their articles are in line with the DNC talking points. But I do believe that the pay-to-play Clinton Foundation will be the Clintons' downfall. It is an elaborate web of deceit. Millions, hundreds of millions of dollars the Clintons have gained, and used the power of the Secretary of State as well as Bill's power to accept foreign donations into their foundation. And in return, it seems as though Hillary Clinton granted special favors to those countries through her powers at the State Department. You have Uma Abedin. You have Cheryl Mills. You have her whole entire cabal that was arranging special favors for Hillary Clinton and the foundation. So we will have to see. Unfortunately, Bill, though, we're operating under a DOJ who's over the FBI, and the DOJ, headed by Loretta Lynch, has a very long history with the Clintons going back to Arkansas, and it is not a DOJ that is premised on blind justice. It is a DOJ that is part of a social justice, retributive justice that provides protection for their friends like the Clintons and punishment for their enemies like any Republican.
Yeah, clearly that's the case. Well, you heard what Rudy Giuliani had to say about the Clinton Foundation. He characterized it as a classic RICO enterprise, which he has prosecuted and said about 95% of the time he's been successful. So for somebody as a seasoned prosecutor with all this experience to call it a classic RICO enterprise, you're saying, when does the rest of the government, when does the DOJ do something about this? Because it's not even walking and talking and speaking like a duck anymore. It is a whole parade of ducks, Megan.
Yeah, and I don't think that we can rely on this DOJ, and that's why this election is so important, because Hillary Clinton has not had a press conference since December 4th, 2015. She doesn't need to answer to any questions, because then she would probably slip up and reveal some of the truth. But if Hillary Clinton were to take office, all of the information that would be destroyed, there would not be any rule of law, and she could operate autonomously and use her power in very destructive ways.
Well, and Bill Clinton's speaking engagements would go from a half million to a million plus, right?
So, yeah, exactly. He's actually golfing here in Vegas today. I don't know if you know that. I told my friend who's caddying for him that he's going to have to carry him around the course.
Yeah, you. Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got more from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Bill Martinez Live.
Tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, given the option, why not? Let's make it a great day, America. 19 after the top of the hour right now. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, earlier you mentioned Julian Assange, and of course he's in the news, and particularly, you know, not only because of the WikiLeaks release of emails that, boy, I'll tell you, has given us another round and headache over these Hillary emails, and the implications of those emails is quite profound. But the other thing that's come out that the mainstream media, you know, is ignoring altogether is this DNC staffer that is killed, and Julian Assange kind of suggested that he was a possible WikiLeaks source here.
Yes, he did, and that Democrat staffer was named Seth Conrad Rich. He's only 27. On his way to meet with the FBI to discuss the election fraud within the DNC, he was shot in his back multiple times. The body bags keep piling up around the Clintons, as they have since they were in Arkansas. Seth Rich was not robbed. Initially, the investigators thought it might be a robbery, but he had all of his belongings on his person. Normally, in a robbery, you don't come up behind someone and just shoot them in the back and leave. That sounds more like an execution. But there are three more people associated exactly. with the DNC rigging the election. And we do know that the DNC rigged the primary in favor of Hillary. That's why Debbie Wasserman Schultz left, as well as three other DNC staffers. But a UN official by the name of John Ash, he died suspiciously on June 22nd, the day before he was to testify as a top official against the DNC and Hillary Clinton. Fast forward to August 1st, Victor Thorne, an author of books exposing the Clintons, was found dead of a gunshot wound on a mountaintop near his home. Again, August 4th, Sean Lucas, lead attorney in the anti-Clinton DNC fraud case and a Bernie Sanders supporter, found dead at his home. These are four connected individuals, all males, to the DNC rigging the election. They are supposed to testify or at least be, close to the information that would implicate Hillary Clinton or others within the DNC, and they all died under relatively mysterious circumstances. The UN official John Ash was lifting weights and supposedly went from a chest press to a thorax press and crushed his thorax.
Mm.
I mean, you just right. can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, this is all, you know, if you say coincidental, but when you look back at the history of the Clintons, and I had mentioned earlier this morning, if you go just and Google Clinton deaths, the slew of all these suspicious suicides and mishaps that have happened to people, I mean, you think you're watching a scenario from Saturday Night Live and Tiger Woods one more time. It's just way too coincidental, way too suspicious, and this is who we're considering as a serious candidate for the Oval Office, Megan. I mean, what is going on?
Yeah, well, we aren't considering her, are we? And this is the problem. We have absolute power, absolutely corrupt. The Democrats have chosen to elevate a liar who compromised our national security as the leader at the top of the ticket. And there are people that are willing to go along with that story. They are willing to go along and look the other way. And unfortunately, if this is the leader that is picked, then we deserve all that follows. And what will follow is catastrophe, truly. You have a woman that has run around for 4 years as Secretary of State, spilling and sharing top secret information, revealing all of our assets here and abroad. That includes our men and women in the military, as well as all of our dark ops. And, you know, you have to wonder, geez, why is the Middle East on fire? How did the Muslim Brotherhood know to attack the embassy in Libya? How did the Taliban know which helicopter to shoot down to get a perfect hit for SEAL Team 6? And the list goes on and on. All of the catastrophe around the world, what Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State as far as the invasion of Libya and the invasion of Egypt and the overthrow of formerly stable governments, has led to the massive influx of African immigrants, as well as the into Europe, as well as the expansion of ISIS into a caliphate larger than Indiana. So when Donald Trump comes out and says that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were the founders of ISIS, he's absolutely right. Because we right. didn't have ISIS or ISIS agents operating within the U.S. that were so bold and empowered in order to take multiple lives and pledge their allegiance to a state that didn't exist before Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton took the reins.
I think that, Trump's framing of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton being the founders of ISIS, that is resonating, Megan, to your point.
It absolutely is. You know that we've had, I did some research, 26 terrorist attacks in the U.S. since Barack Obama has been president, many of them committed by allegiance to ISIS. You know, whether and that didn't even include the Fort Hood attack. That Fort mm-hmm. Hood, when Barack Obama came out and said that Fort Hood was workplace violence, that is
violence,
one way
yes.
you empower the enemy. When they came out on the national stage and blamed a video for a terrorist attack in Libya, that again empowers, emboldens the enemy and the enemy's disciples. The floodgates of hell have opened into Europe with this massive influx of Islamic refugees. You see it from Germany all the way to Italy, Belgium, Paris, the UK. And that is why the UK, those people said Brexit. We need to get out of this globalist cabal that the EU has put us in. We want our sovereignty. And so when we're talking about Donald Trump as far as foreign policy, our borders are also included in our national security. And there have been plenty
exactly.
of reports that ISIS agents are just sitting in Mexico waiting for the word to come across our southern border, because our southern border is an absolute joke under this
exactly.
president.
Well, it's been proven time and again. And you look at the corruption, you look at what's going on here, and these emails, and you just touched on this, Megan, and that is that what Julian Assange has in his hands, and dare I say, he says he's got another dump coming that is going to make it near impossible for the DOJ not to indict Hillary Clinton. Already, things are pointing in the direction, you know, as you say, in Libya and Benghazi. Why was that targeted, this little-known compound, targeted the way it was, and did emails, was her server hacked that revealed this critical information that they knew that Ambassador Stevens was going to be there in Libya at the time? I mean, you know, for them to come up with some ridiculous video excuse, you know, there's so much more to this and so much that's been hidden from the American people. That sooner or later, and this is not because of the mainstream media. The mainstream media has not helped the cause. It's been, you know, independent shows like ours, Your Voice at ReaganBaby.com, and others that has kept the pressure on, not the mainstream media that's been helping us out.
No, the mainstream media's job is to protect Hillary Clinton and sabotage Trump. When they won't pick up important stories, when they're going to dig into Melania's immigration background but won't even try to find the 30,000 emails or anything related to their destruction, you know the media's bias, and Julian Assange proved it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Not to mention, you know, only $400 million worth of bribery sent to the mullahs in the dark of night. But it wasn't a ransom payment, right? That's what they want us to believe.
That's what they want us to believe. And let's not forget that that ransom payment was sent in sterile cash, which means it cannot
exactly.
be traced. It cannot be traced, so the mullahs can fund terror without any traceability.
Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez. Thanks, Megan.
Ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez live.
That's the call to action. We just can't stand by and sit on the sidelines anymore, especially people of faith. You know, when we think about America and where we are right now, 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. I think most of us will be in consensus in looking at our moral compass and saying something's wrong here. You know, we keep tapping it and we've lost sense of our North Star. And here to talk more about the significance of the faith vote in this 2016 election is Rabbi Yonason Goldson. He's the author of The Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages. He's been teaching and writing in different venues for decades, brings a depth of perspective to his commentary on social and political issues, and isn't your average pundit, as you know, if you've heard the rabbi on our show before. Rabbi Goldson, always good to have you with us. Shalom, how are you?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you just got back from Israel not that long ago. I know that when I went to Israel in January, many conversations, people very interested as to what's going on with America and you know, what they would see as the surprise and maybe even a little bit of hope of the popularity of one Donald Trump.
Well, when I was there in the end of June, and I met with more bafflement. There is certainly Mr. Obama is enormously unpopular there, but the feeling was that while it might be better to have Donald Trump, there's tremendous uncertainty, which I think many of us are feeling in this country as well.
What are they saying about Iran? When I was there in January, the consensus was there was some caution to it, but partly surprised that there hadn't been something more preemptively done. Maybe they were sensing that Netanyahu and the leadership of Israel has some insight, and they figure like they may have some time here, which is contrary to history, because Israel, as we know, has, in order to protect their national security, has made preemptive moves outside of the blessings of the United States of America, and it doesn't look like Barack Obama would bless anything that Netanyahu would want to do.
Well, that's certainly true, and it's, you know, there's not a lot of clarity there. That you have people of two minds. You have those who are the real hawks that feel that Netanyahu has been much too timid. And then you have many others who feel that Israel always seems to have a plan, and that the people who are higher up probably know what they're doing. You know, just to go back, in 1991, I was living there with my wife and our young, very young daughter, during the first Gulf War. And every night, the sirens would go off, and people were carrying gas masks around with them everywhere, and we had sealed rooms that we went into in case of gas attack. And the people in the Tel Aviv area were literally under siege. I think 39 Scud missiles landed. And yet, what was really so remarkable about it was after the first couple of days, there's a certain equilibrium, there's a psychological accommodation that people make in times of tremendous tension. And it didn't take long before we had really just sort of all gotten used to the idea that there were going to be sirens every night, and you would hear the Patriot missile take off, and you would hear the explosion overhead, and the windows would rattle. And you know, my parents were living in America watching this on the news, absolutely horrified.
I bet.
And we were going about our day-to-day business as if this was perfectly normal.
Yeah, it was just time out for a couple of Scud missiles, and we'll go to sleep, and tomorrow starts another day, right? And don't forget your gas mask.
Yeah, I mean, I visited Belfast in 1984, and you know, like a young sophomoric, overconfident little punk I was, I asked for directions to the most dangerous neighborhood. Went straight there. This is called the Shankill neighborhood. I went into a pub, and then I started chatting with a couple of guys at the bar, and I remembered what they said, because that was pretty much where I ended up a few years later. Is, you know, you look at the barbed wire, the razor wire, the bullet holes, the burned out cars, the armored personnel carrier waiting for a traffic signal to change at a major boulevard. And everybody is just going about their business like this is normal. Because if we really focused in, we'd all be basket cases. We wouldn't be able to get on with our lives at all.
Well, you know, Americans hearing this description and your experience, what you and your family has gone through here, Rabbi, you know, they go, how do you do that? But you just don't know until you know, right?
Absolutely, and that's the theological approach to life is that God has a plan. He hasn't necessarily let us in on what it is or how it's going to unfold. But whether you're a religious person or not, we can't control the things that happen to us. All we can do is respond to the twists and turns of fate. And the way to do that is by looking at life as a work in progress, as an opportunity for me to a step up to the plate, of me to meet the challenges. That's how I, in a sense, take control of my destiny. I don't deny that there's a guiding hand, but that guiding hand still allows me free will, and I get to choose how I'm going to speak to people, how I'm going to act to people, how I'm going to relate to people in my day-to-day life, and am I going to preserve the values that are at the essence of being human, or am I going to let myself get pulled down by the fear and the corruption that's all around me.
Exactly. And, of course, you address this in Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages, a book for this time. As, you know, I find across this country in my travels, Rabbi Goldson, that people are asking questions. And I say, that's great that you're asking questions. Keep seeking. And, you know, God says you'll find me if you keep looking for me. And for some, because of depending on your, I guess if you want to say, level of lostness and disconnect from God, you might have to seek a little bit more. But God is faithful, that if you do seek him, you're going to find out, right?
Absolutely, and that's really why I wrote the book, because King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, put down his wisdom 3,000 years ago. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to take an ancient language and bring it into the modern era. But there's so many insights into human nature and into the many, many contradictions that are the human existence. And we don't have to grapple for the answers. The answers are there. We just have to understand them and then put them into practice.
And as he said so brilliantly, there's nothing new under the sun, which is to say that, you know, the issues that we're dealing with today are no different than what they dealt with 100 years ago, thousands of years ago. These basic dynamics of our humanness, they just keep, you know, cycling back. So why not take advantage of history and the wisdom of the ages, as you wrote in your book? You know, why not do that? Why expend unnecessary resources and time? But, you know, this is the human journey and the human experience.
Yeah, and he actually says there are those who say, this is new, it must be great. And you know, what is more applicable to our society, where we're absolutely fixated on the newest thing? I mean, the phones and the tablets and the computers, they're all outdated before they even come to market. And you have to have the newest thing. And everybody is so excited when really we're just creating more and more creative ways to distract ourselves from what's really important in life.
Exactly. And that is the opportunity. Are we getting so distracted that we find ourselves focusing on the minors and letting go of the majors? And I see this in every area of our political lives, our daily lives here in this country, is that we find ourselves focusing on the wrong things. And this is why proverbial beauty, secrets for success and happiness from the wisdom of the ages, is so vital for a time such as this, Rabbi, because it helps us reconnect with those things that are most important. And I thank you for the book. And, of course, remind everybody where they can get their hands on it.
Amazon.com is the easiest place. Or go to my website, which is my name, JonasonGoldson.com.
Rabbi Goldson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rabbi. Appreciate it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bye.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you, so I gotta make a move. One good hour when this world hurts. Real things will come through when I make the move.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, sometimes we just have to get out of our sedentary positions, ladies and gentlemen. We got to make the move and do something about this situation that we find ourselves in. If most of us agree, 7 out of 10, that we're on the wrong track, then, hey, make the move. Let's do something about it. Let's join forces shoulder to shoulder and back to back. Let's find out what the truth is. I've been saying time and again here that once you have the truth and you've got the facts, the consequences of our choices and decision making will be greatly enhanced. Is it any wonder that we find ourselves in this rather confused and discombobulated position that America is in today? And what kind of America potentially are we turning over to the next generation? I got to tell you, it scares me. Kathleen Harnett White is with us, by the way. Not that she scares me. What I appreciate about her is she's bringing to the front here an important perspective when it comes to our energy policies and fracking. Particularly, Kathleen is a senior fellow in residence and director of the Armstrong Center for Energy and the Environment at the Texas Public Policy Institute. She was formerly chairwoman and commissioner of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Kathleen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm just fine. Happy to be here.
Well, Kathleen, you say that both Trump and Clinton are wrong on fracking. What are we missing here in our fracking policy?
Well, I'm not quite sure whether I can. They're both wrong, but I know the reference to the they're both wrong. Evidently, Donald Trump, who's energy plan, about which he's given several speeches, is very, very supportive of the opportunities that the shale revolution, that's what I call it, what everybody else calls it, fracking, but just the breadth and depth of opportunities that offers our country. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, she has said different things, but she has said, although her opponent in the primary campaign, Bernie Sanders, advocated an outright federal ban on the use of hydraulic fracturing, she said she would just take another method, but to achieve the same result, she would regulate it so much there would hardly be any existence. So it's fairly safe to say. I think one candidate, Donald Trump, is quite supportive of energy as a basic way to increase really good jobs and really with a transformative effect on our economy and the world. I mean, fracking, a lot of people don't understand. This was not just another boom and bust. This is a technological revolution which has given access to what's maybe the 90 or 95% of oil and gas that we always knew we had trapped while we have access to it. I mean, the innovative, risk-taking entrepreneurs, not government, you know, took great risk and with great creativity developed technologies that gave us access to the mother lode. And I'd like to say, as a former environmental regulator of the state's large environmental agency, we often don't get this information from the government, but it's on the EPA website. In the last 20 to 30 years, we've achieved enormous reduction of what I call real environmental pollutants. And we've learned how to extract and produce and refine with much more environmental sensitivity than was the case 20 or 30 years ago. And so as an optimist, I would like to think this is a great time for us to take advantage of our massive endowment of oil, natural gas, and coal.
And Kathleen, you brought this out in your book, Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. And it really is a mad, if not insane, war, because we, you know, some environment, I say we, I'm pointing to the environmentalists who would want us to walk away from all this potential. And here we are, for the first time in our lifetimes, looking at an opportunity to truly be energy independent, to disengage from these countries and these enterprises in the Middle East that are not necessarily favorable to America. So why not control our own destinies, our own energy destinies, when it's right here, you know, for the taking?
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, no country's perfect. But the legal institutions we have in our country are, you know, far, far more ethical in the prevention of fraud and all things like that. You know, I really like to think that if our energy wealth was sufficient to satisfy our needs, and even with a lot extra to share with our allies that are now either far more dependent on Middle Eastern oil or Russian oil, that it could be it gives us much, much more solid national security, and it's also something we could share with our allies.
Well, why does this administration want to ignore this? I mean, the energy boom, the benefits that we've enjoyed from a reduction in the cost of fuel, in spite of Hillary Clinton saying, "Look, the future for oil is death," and the president has said, "Look, we're going to make the move to renewable energy. We're walking away from oil," and they've done everything to stick a stick in the spokes of our energy momentum here, and has blocked it. And in spite of everything that they've blocked, because they're controlling what of the 100% of the federal land, roughly what about 10% is all. You know, is that we've been able to do this, and a lot of our fuel has been done on private, not public property.
Well, that's very, very much the case. The shale revolution occurred on private or state lands that do not have all the strictures that our federal lands do. And I'd like to underline also, we're the only country in the world that allows individuals to own the minerals below the ground, the subsurface minerals, oil and natural gas and coal. Even England, which is kind of a first cousin in democracies to ours, that all belongs to the so-called crown, and people have to lease it. But that motivation, that it's for enterprise is what it is. This is the shale revolution is not an achievement of government. it's or big global oil companies, it's an achievement of free enterprise from small and medium-sized companies. And it moves me. I believe in the American dream. And we had an American dream in the emergence of the shale revolution because it took human know-how, not just that we were blessed with the stuff. It took incredible creativity that's still improving.
Well, you say in your book, Fueling Freedom, that fracking is giving us hundreds of years worth of this clean burning fuel that reduces greenhouse gas emissions, but yet the mainstream media and environmentalists would want us to believe just the opposite.
Well, that's natural gas that you're speaking of. What I would like to ask them, and I think that our public officials should provide this information, and I like your use of the word truth earlier. There are some truths. Is that natural gas-based fertilizer is responsible for 40% or 60% of the global food supply. That is, without the use of that fertilizer, our global food supply would be that, you know, the real green revolution people talk about, I think, is the 20th century agricultural revolution, because there were times in the 70s where there was great fear of famine in many developing countries of a vast proportion, and it ended up with using natural gas-based fertilizer that there were extraordinary gains in increased harvests in basic foodstuffs of the world that is, without that. You may remember the biologist Paul Ehrlich wrote The Population Bomb. It sold 12 million copies. There was great concern about famine, and it didn't happen. And it didn't happen because of very creative use of fossil fuel energy in natural gas.
Well, you had mentioned, we touched on this briefly before, but I want to give you another opportunity to maybe expand on this just a little bit more. In terms of the worldview that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton hold to when it comes to fracking, but I would say Donald Trump, and I would agree with your statement that he's playing more into the false fear generated by the mainstream media, suggesting that both politically and legally taboo local bans on energy development might be a good idea. I think both of us would probably agree that Mr. Trump needs some more information.
I do agree with you, and it's a difficult issue, and I'm speaking here from Texas, where we're known for loving our oil and gas industry and respecting it, but there have been some municipalities here that have wanted, or counties that worked very hard to ban it and took those steps, and our state legislature actually undid that fracking ban. But it's difficult. I'd like to think in a democracy that the government closest to people is the most important. And you go from local to state to federal. It's a very difficult issue because the general public interest, like the amount of revenue schools get from fracking, the amount of jobs that are created, it's such a public good. It's not just a private good. That
exactly.
I with you think that in this case, perhaps it's inappropriate to let cities or counties ban.
Well, Kathleen, we're out of time, and I want to thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, Fueling Freedom. And that is a wrap for us on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a great weekend, America.
Ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative.